لماذا يصلي المسلمون تجاه رأس الرجل الميت؟
Why do the Muslims pray towards the head of the Muslim dead, the Muslim dead man?
بينما يصلون تجاه وسط المرأة.
Whereas when it comes to the woman, they pray towards her middle.
لماذا تجاه رأس الرجل وتجاه وسط المرأة؟
Why the difference between the man and the woman?
لأنه ما الذي يميز المرأة؟
Because what is it which clarifies and the woman is different from the man?
وما الذي يجعل للمرأة حقوقا على أبنائها؟
And what is it which causes the mother to have extra rights upon her children?
بين الله تبارك وتعالى ذلك في كتابه.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى made that clear in His book.
قال حملته كرها ووضعته كرها. أي حملته وهي كارهة. وكذلك سبب لها المشقة.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the book that she carried those children and she did not like that and she gave birth to them and she did not like that. She had to face a lot of burden.
فهي حملت ابنها تسعة أشهر.
So she carried, because she carried her children for 9 months.
تنام وهي حاملة وهي تحمله.
They were sleeping and she's carrying this baby.
وتستيقظ وهي تحمل في بطنها.
And she's waking up and the baby is still with her.
9 أشهر وهي تحمل ابنها.
9 months and she's carrying this baby around.
لا تنقطع عنه أبدا.
She never ever leaves its side.
فلذلك عندما سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحق الناس بصحبتي بحسن صحابتي.
So for that reason, when a messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked who has more right to my companionship,
قال أمك.
He said your mother.
قال ثم من.
Then he said. Then the questioner asked, then who?
قال أمك.
He said, your mother.
قال ثم من.
The questioner asked again, then who?
قال أمك.
He said, your mother.
قال ثم من.
He said, then who?
قال أبوك.
He said, your father.
فقدمت الأم وذلك لأنها تتعب في ابنها في بطنها.
So the mother was preferred to that degree because the fact that she had to carry so much stress and pains whilst being pregnant with that child.
فهذا وجه الكرامة في المرأة لذلك يصلى في أكرم شيء عند المرأة التي تتميز به عن رجل.
So that is the point of respect and distinguish and nobility for the woman, and that is the reason that part of the body is chosen to pray towards in the prayer of the deceased.
بينما ما الذي يميز الرجل على المرأة؟
Whereas as for the man, what is it that distinguishes him from the woman?
الرجل الله عز وجل أعطاه القوامة السيادة في البيت.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى gave and caused for the man leadership in his house.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الرجل عنده عقل وعنده عاطفة.
Because the man he has stronger emotions, or he's more able to control his emotions, and he has leadership qualities.
فعنده عقل وعنده عاطفة والمرأة كذلك عندها عقل وعندها عاطفة.
Okay, so the man has got sensible thought and a strong mind and emotions, but also the woman, she has also a strong mind and emotions.
ولكن المرأة تقدم عاطفتها على عقلها.
But the woman, she prefers her emotions over her mind.
وهذا من رحمة الله عز وجل بالأبناء.
And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the children.
لذلك تجد المرأة في الليل.
That's why you will find the woman during the night.
بينما هي في نومها العميق.
While she is in her deep, deep sleep.
وبجانبها زوجها.
And to her side will be her husband.
وابنها في الناحية الثانية الرضيع.
And her small baby will be on the other side.
فيصرخ الرضيع من البكاء.
So. And the baby wakes up and starts crying during the night.
ويستيقظ الرجل غضبا على ابنه.
And the man wakes up angry upon his child.
بينما تستيقظ المرأة وتربت على ابنها وتقبله.
As for the woman, she gets up and she brings the child closer to her and gives it time.
وذلك أن رحمتها وعاطفتها تغلب على عقلها.
That is because her emotions take precedence over her. We are thinking.
وربما يأتي الابن إلى أمه فيبكي البكاء المر.
And maybe you'll find a child coming to her, to his mother, crying in an evil way, in a very bad way.
ويريد أمرا ما.
Wanting something in particular.
وهذا شيء محظور أو ليس في صالحه وفيه ضرر له.
And maybe this thing that the baby or the child is asking for might be harmful to the child.
فتستجيب الأم له.
But the woman she'll give in.
بينما إذا أتى إلى الأب
whereas if he came to the father
ولو بكى بكاء مرا
and even if he cried stronger than that or very bad
ولو سقط طريح الفراش
even if he the baby fell on the floor crying
فإن الأب لا يمكن أن يقدم له ما يريد
the father would never ever give him what he wants
لأنه يعلم بأن فيه ضرر عليه
because he knows that in this thing that he's going to give him is more evil than there is harm
فيغلب عقله على
is more harm than there is good
فيغلب عقله على عاطفته
because his way of thinking and his mind takes precedence over his emotions
لذلك أصبحت له السيادة في البيت
and that is the reason why he's been given the job of leadership in the house
والابن يحتاج إلى عقل الرجل وإلى عاطفة الأم
and the woman and the baby and the child needs the strong thinking of the man and the emotions of the woman
ذكرت ذلك لأبين
I mentioned this to you to make clear
أن أكرم شيء في الرجل هو عقله
that the most noble thing in a man is his aql, his mind
وهو الذي يميزه
and that is the thing which distinguishes him
لذلك يصلى تجاه رأسه
that is the reason why his head is prayed towards in the prayer for the deceased
مثال سادس
the sixth example
على حكمة التشريع
upon the wisdom about the wisdom of legislation
المسح على أعلى الخف دون أسفل الخف
wiping the top of the sock and not the bottom of it
طبعا كلنا يعلم بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال
all of us know that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said
أن إزرة المؤمن إلى أنصاف الساق أن ثياب المؤمن إلى أنصاف الساق
that he said صلى الله عليه وسلم that the believer wears his clothes halfway to his shin.
فقيل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it was said to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن سيقان النساء سوف يبدون أو سوف يبدين. سيقانهن يعني.
The shins of the women will become naked.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرخينه شبرا إذن.
He said صلى الله عليه وسلم to the women that they should drop it by handspan.
أي لتغطى السيقان.
So that the shin is covered.
فقيل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله إذا تظهر أقدامهن.
So then it was said to him, but then Rasulullah, their feet will be uncovered.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرخينه ذراعا ولا يزيدن.
So he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, they should drop it, they should let their clothes hang one forearm's length and no longer than that.
قالت امرأة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So one woman said to the Messenger of Allah,
يا رسول الله,
يا رسول الله,
بينما نحن نسير,
when we travel and go.
وثيابنا تمس الأرض
and our clothes hit the floor
فإن ثيابنا تمس النجاسات
so the clothes will rub against the impure things
فكيف نصلي فيهن
so how can we pray in these clothes
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her
ما بعده أي من التراب يطهر ما قبله
what comes after it purifies what came before it يعني from the dust and the dirt of the earth
إذن أسفل الثياب يطهره التراب
meaning that the bottom, the lower part of the clothes, the dust and dirt purifies it.
فإذا نظرنا إلى الخوف.
So if we look at the خوف, the sock now.
فإن الإنسان إذا مر على النجاسات.
So if a person walks over impure things.
فإن أسفل الخوف يتأثر بالنجاسات.
So the bottom of the خوف will be affected by these impurities.
وربما بعض النجاسات تؤثر على أعلى الخوف.
And maybe some of those impure things. Will affect the top part of the khuf as well.
ولكنه سيمر على التراب بعد ذلك.
But the person will walk after that time upon dirt and dust.
فيطهر التراب أسفل الخف.
Which would purify the bottom part of his khuf.
كما حصل للنساء.
Like we just mentioned about the women.
ولكن النجاسات الموجودة في أعلى الخف تحتاج إلى تطهير.
But as for those impurities which transfer to the top part of the sock need purification.
ذاك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسح على الأعلى.
For that reason, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us to wipe the top of our socks.
ربما يعترض بعضهم بقول علي رضي الله تعالى عنه.
Maybe some people might object after hearing the saying of Ali رضي الله عنه.
لو كان الدين يؤخذ بالرأي.
If this deen was based upon logic.
فإننا نمسح أسفل الخف بدلا من أعلى.
We would definitely wipe. The bottom of our socks rather than the top of them.
طبعا الرد على ذلك.
And the reputation or the reply to that objection.
أن بعضهم يضعف هذه الرواية عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه.
that either some people they say that this narration from Ali is weak, is a weak narration.
أما من صحح هذه الرواية فإنه يقول.
But as for the people that make this narration authentic, so they say.
أن علماء السلف إذا قالوا الرأي يعنون به الرأي الفاسد.
They say that the scholars say when he says using logic or opinion, they mean the destructive opinion.
فهذا هو قول علي رضي الله تعالى عنه. فهذا قول علي رضي الله تعالى عنه.
So this saying of Ali رضي الله عنه.
لو كان الدين يؤخذ بالرأي أي بالرأي الفاسد.
يعني if the deen was to be taken by destructive opinions.
لقدمنا لمسحنا أسفل الخوف بدلا من أعلاه.
We would have wiped the bottom of our feet rather than the top of them.
مثال أخير لهذا الموضوع.
And a final example in this part.
ولماذا التيمم بدلا من الماء إذا فقد الماء؟
Why do we make tayammum with dust if we haven't got water?
قالوا الماء طهارة.
They said the water is pure.
بينما التراب غبارة ووساخة.
As for dust is not pure, it's dirt.
فكيف نستبدل هذا بهذا إذا فقدناه؟
So how can we swap one for the other?
قال رد ابن القيم على ذلك من ثلاثة أوجه.
ابن القيم رضي الله عنه replied in three ways.
قال أولا.
He said firstly.
أول أن الإنسان إذا فقد الماء.
He said if a man loses water.
أو إذا كان به دسما.
دسما
زي
نعم. Or if he has some fat or oil with him.
فلا يستطيع أن يزيل هذا الزيت بالماء.
So he's not able to remove this oil from his hands with water.
فيحتاج إلى تراب لإزالة هذا الزيت.
So he requires dust and dirt to remove this oil from his hands.
فهذا التراب يحل محل الصابون كما يسمي.
So this dirt from the earth takes the place of soap.
إذن هو نوع من الطهارة.
So it means it is a form of purification.
لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حثنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أن نغسل الإناء إذا ولغ فيه الكلب.
That's why the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us to wash the pots if a dog had come and eaten from it.
أن نغسلها سبعا.
So we should wash it seven times.
إحداهن بالتراب.
One of those washings being with dirt.
فهو نوع من الطهارة.
Showing that this is a form of purification.
هذا الرد الأول.
This is the first of the replies.
أما الرد الثاني.
As for the second reply.
أن الإنسان خلق من ماذا؟
That the man was created from what thing?
خلق من ماء ومن تراب.
He was created from water and from dirt.
فإذا فقد الشيء الأول الذي خلق منه.
So if he loses the first of the things that he was created from.
فإنه يستعمل الجزء الآخر الذي خلق منه.
So that he will use the second part of what he was created from.
فإذا فقد الماء استعمل التراب.
So if he fails to find water, he uses dirt.
الرد الثالث.
The third reply.
أن الوضوء ليس هو فقط طهارة ظاهرية.
That wudu, making wudu, is not only a purification in the outward sense.
بل هو كذلك طهارة داخلية طهارة للقلب.
But also it is a purification for the heart.
لذلك من توضأ دون نية فإنه لا يرفع حدثه.
For that reason, if a person makes wudu without having any intention to make wudu, his impurity is not removed, and he can't pray in that state.
فإذا نظرنا إلى التراب.
So if we look at dirt of the earth.
وإذا فقدنا الماء وهو الطهارة الظاهرية.
So if we fail to find water which is the outward purification.
الذي يطهر طهارة داخلية ويطهر طهارة قلبية كذلك.
That which purifies us from the outside and also from the inside.
فإننا نستعمل التراب.
So if we fail to find it, we will use the earth.
ليطهرنا طهارة قلبية.
To purify us from our hearts.
إذا فقدنا الطهارة الظاهرية.
If we were able to find something to purify us from the outside.
كيف التراب يطهرنا طهارة قلبية.
So how does the earth purify our hearts?
إن العرب.
Verily the Arab.
إذا أرادت أن تبين أن هذا الإنسان قد خسر وأنه فقير.
خسر.
إذا أرادت العرب أن تبين أن هذا الإنسان فقير.
if the Arabs wanted to make clear to the people that this person, or this particular person, is a poor man,
فإنها تقول قد ملأ يديه بالتراب.
They will say his hands have been filled with dust.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
تنكح المرأة لأربع.
The woman is married for four reasons.
لمالها.
For her money.
ولجمالها.
Or for her beauty.
ولحسبها.
Or for her.
ولدينها.
Or for her status or for her religion.
فاظفر بذات الدين.
So marry her for the reason, for the purpose of her religion.
تريبت يداك. أي ملئت يداك بالتراب.
Your hands will be full of dust.
أي ملئت يداك بالتراب إن لم تغفر بذات الدين. أي ملئت يداك بالتراب إن لم تغفر بذات الدين بصاحبة الدين. إن لم تتزوج بصاحبة الدين.
Meaning that your hands will be full of with dirt if you don't marry the woman for her religion.
أي قد افتقرت وقد خسرت إن لم تغفر بذات الدين.
Meaning you are a loser or you lost something very important if you don't marry the woman of religion.
فإذا ملء اليد بالتراب هو دليل على الفقر.
Showing that the hands being full of dust is a sign of poverty.
فعندما يضع الإنسان يديه على التراب.
So when a person puts his hands upon the earth.
فإنه يفتقر يبين الله تبارك وتعالى بأنني مفتقر لك خاضع إليك.
He is making a gesture to Allah سبحانه وتعالى that he is poor and he is needy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فأفقر قلبه لله تبارك وافتقر لله عز وجل.
So he made himself in that state of poverty for Allah سبحانه وتعالى's sake.
فطهر قلبه لله.
So he purifies his heart in that way.
وأما الوجه وضع التراب على الوجه.
As for putting the earth and that dust upon his face.
فإن العرب إذا أرادت أن تذل فلانا.
So the Arabs, they wanted to humiliate somebody.
عفرت وجهه بالتراب.
They would fill his face with dust.
أو إذا أراد الإنسان أن يتذلل لآخر.
Or if a person would want to.
فإنه
bring himself low or humble to another person.
فإنه يعفر وجهه بالتراب.
He will cover his face with dirt.
أمام هذا الآخر.
In front of the other person.
فالإنسان عندما يضع يديه بالتراب.
So when a person puts his hand upon the earth.
فإنه يبين أنه قد افتقر لله تبارك وتعالى.
It is a gesture that he has made himself humble and poor for Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فطهر قلبه لله عز وجل.
So he purifies his heart for Allah's sake.
ثم بعد ذلك يضع يده على وجهه بعد أن وضعها على التراب.
Then after putting them on the earth, he puts his hands upon his face.
ليذلل جبهته لله عز وجل.
So that he humbles his forehead for Allah's sake.
فهذا فيه طهارة للقلب إذا فقد الطهارة الظاهرية بالماء.
And in this action is purification of the heart if he was not able to bring about the purification of the body.
لذلك يستبدل التيمم بدلا من الماء.
This is the reason why we use the soil of the earth when we're making tiyammum if we can't find water.
لذلك عندما سئل أحد الأعراب.
This is why when one of the Arabs was asked.
يعني أحد البدو من البدو.
One of the Bedouins.
سئل لماذا أسلمت؟ ما الذي دعاك إلى الإسلام؟
He was asked, what made you become Muslim?
قال والله ما أمر هذا الدين بأمر.
He said, well Allah, this religion has not ordered anything.
لم يأمر بأمر ينتقده العقل.
This religion has not ordered anything except that the mind can understand it. He said there's nothing in this religion that the aql can object to.
فكل ما أمر به الشرع لا يقول العقل لما لم ينهى عنه.
So everything that this religion has ordered, the mind cannot say why have we been prevented from this.
وكل شيء نهى عنه الشرع لا يقول العقل لما لم يأمر به.
And everything that this religion has prevented us from doing, that the mind can't say why weren't we ordered with this.
والحمد لله رب العالمين.
والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا.